Elevation, the men that designed this, have a direct connection with the Vineyard Movement, which is the place that spawned the most absurd manifestation of holy laughter there ever has been. I mean, are you seeing that this connection is not accidental? That this has all been put in place by Satan? Because if you're seeing that, then you have to ask yourself, if Satan is the one that has been orchestrating these things in fulfillment of prophecy, and he's at this point where the movement is going full force, and you have to add to this movement the Christian Coalition, which we haven't talked much about, but they've been in control of Congress since 1995 in some ways. If he's at this point of orchestrating this situation, what do you think he intends to do next? Pass the Sunday law, brothers and sisters. I did it again. I didn't look at when I started. Great controversy. No, let me do one more thing. We read the quote from Great Controversy 592, in order to secure public favor. Have you heard about, in the United States, the movement to put the Ten Commandments on public buildings and in the schools? Have you heard of that? That's an issue that is a constitutional challenge in itself, because for the first 200 years in the United States, to put the Ten Commandments at a public building would be the combination of church and state, and they wouldn't allow it. And now there's a tremendous movement for that to happen, and there's people attempting to do it all over the United States. Once again, Church and State magazine focusing on this subject. It's titled Decalogue Divisiveness, and has several articles in here about different places in the United States where religious right activists are trying to get the Ten Commandments placed upon the walls. By the way, what Ten Commandments do you suppose it is? Is it out of a King James Version Bible, or is it out of a Duque Bible? The Ten Commandments invariably are the one that have very little to say, honestly, about the Sabbath. Just remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. That's one issue. But there is one article here that I just want to read a little bit at. And I want to read it in connection with, in order to secure public favor, the leaders are going to do this. And in this article, what's taken place in Charleston, South Carolina, is that the city council had voted unanimously to put the Ten Commandments on their wall, and it caused a stir. It caused people that were protesting to hire lawyers, and this article here is talking about that. And I'm going to